Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Chrissy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Outlander Season 7, Episode 3, Death Be Not Proud, and Season 7, Episode 4, A Most Uncomfortable Woman.
Most. Yes, we are most uncomfortable women because we are uncomfortable with having to watch more Outlander. I'm sorry I said that out loud.
No, we're all thinking it.
We're all thinking it because here we are in Season 7. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, most likely. There will be spoilers. It's Season 7, people. And we are having things to drink. What are you having now?
Sprite.
I'm having coffee. This season does not deserve any fancy drinks. At least not so far.
No, it does not. It might get batshit later, so maybe later, but not right now.
Maybe. We'll see. But not yet. Not yet. And in the meantime, we are suffering. And you must suffer with us. So, we're not really going through these things chronologically, mostly because there's just not a lot to say.
I mean, there's a past and present different segments.
Yeah, we have a little bit, finally, of Brianna Roderick. Yay! But there's just...
You act like we didn't get to see them last episode when they went into the future.
I know, but it's just like where they actually have a plot that means something, as opposed to, oh, we might go into the future. Oh, we might not. Oh, we don't know what to do with ourselves. Oh, you know, there's just a lot of
things. Well, now they're just reminiscing about the past because they're back in the future in, like, either the late 70s or, like, 80s. And
it looks like 70s to me.
Well, the thing is, like, their kids are basically, like, grown up. Like, Mandy is no longer a baby.
No.
And she's a toddler. And
she's older.
No,
she's
no, that's later. That's later. We don't see Mandy.
Sorry, yet, got confused.
We see Jemmy, and he's grown up a couple years.
Yes.
And so they are looking, they get this trunk delivered to them, and it's like the bank has been holding this for 200 years.
Yes, there's a bank delivered, and it's actually delivered to Fiona, who's been living in the house where Roger grew up, where Reverend Wakefield used to live. And so it gets delivered to her. Like, why it wasn't delivered like sometime when Roger was a kid, no one knows. They've had it for 200 years. But it has Jemmy's name on the outside of it in its entirety, and they open it up and there are letters. And this is the framing device that they're going to be using for a lot of this discussion, you know, like the tie, I guess, they're trying to use for the next several episodes.
Because surprise, surprise, they didn't die in the explosion, obviously.
We're talking about it now. Claire and Jamie. So if you'll remember, at the end of the last episode, the house exploded and burned, and we had been left to believe, oh, maybe this is the thing where they die, except it's the second episode of the season. It's a really long season, so no.
Yeah, I think that obviously they're going for shock value, but it's just like, yeah, episode 2 is not the time to do that. I think that if you wanted to actually make the audience believe, maybe they're hurt or something, at least they with no scratches, not a scratch.
Yeah,
but that'd be like a mid-season thing,
right? Like when they did the split, like they do like 8 episodes split and then another 8 episodes,
yeah,
at the end of the first day.
What the fuck are they doing?
Even they realized they had nothing to say.
And I
here's what drag really, it out quite that long.
Here's what really pisses me off about that. It's first of all not January, so that explosion is not, that doesn't seem right. Also, Brianna and Roger, when they read that, it's the letter is dated 1776, or it must be early 1776.
April.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, well then that resolves it. Then they lived. And so like that explosion, that house fire didn't kill them. And that obituary is null and void. It's like the obituary still doesn't have a clear date on it. All that you see is 1770 something. So you still technically have 4 more Januaries to be afraid that your house is going to set on fire with what we know now. That your house is going to set on fire and you're going to die in it. So regardless of what house that is, it doesn't matter. Right. Because why are you just assuming that that's Like,
it's Outlander, Natalie.
it's literally,
You keep
no,
acting like this has real
Jamie
rules.
and Claire think this too, and I'm just like, what do you mean? And they're
Yeah.
like, I guess the news doesn't always get it right. I'm like, what are you talking about? It still hasn't happened yet.
I mean,
There's been no obituary. Why would there be one?
I agree that the news doesn't always get it right. That is as
That,
much
no,
as I
I agree
agree with.
about
The
that for
rest of
sure.
that is like, it's just stupid bullshit. And so,
But then they try to like write themselves. I'm just like, you should have had the obituary be published first, and then they'd be like, oh, they got it wrong. So we are in the clear. That would have been fine with me. But them immediately going, oh, we've changed that past in the future and whatever. It's like, what are you talking about? There's still 4 more years left in this decade.
And we actually don't know exactly what is said in these letters. And there is a discussion about the obituary later in the 1770s timeline that would explain and give them a reason to think, hey,
I just think that should have happened first
yeah, oh, I agree. But there are
before
a
they
lot of
just made
there
any
are
assumptions.
always idiotic potholes in this show, and you just kind of you're supposed to just go with it. But after 7 seasons of this, I'm really having trouble suspending my disbelief. So they basically what's happening, and I do want to just cover like the past timeline. I think just goes a little faster because there's nothing happening. They go to clean up the house. The Bugs, Mr. and Mrs. Bug, are confronted about the fact that they had gold.
And if you've never heard of Mr. and Mrs. Bug, I don't blame you because they Mrs. Bug at least has been like a background like housekeeper character that helps around the house at Fraser's Ridge up till this point. And
Right.
Mr. Bug, I never recalled meeting until
No.
last season. So
No. Well,
I
right. And he's only
barely.
like in one or two episodes, maybe.
Yeah,
So,
and so like you not knowing who they are is completely valid. So when they just show up and are very important for like a split second, it's like, what are you talking about? Because they're essentially Mr. Bug, we had mentioned last episode that the people ransacking the house found a gold bar. Obviously, that's not what they were looking for, but still
But
valuable.
hey, it's valuable.
And Jamie's just like, that's the gold from
Bonnie
Bonnie Prince
Prince Charlie,
Charlie's
yeah.
gold that he was going to use for
The
the
Jacobite
uprising.
gold. Apparently, it's very famous.
Yeah, because essentially it's what Jocasta and her husband were smuggling out of Scotland, which is a flashback we saw
Last
last season for the
season?
first time.
Yeah, so it, like, whatever.
And either way, the
All this
gold.
tells me is Diana Gabaldon learned about the Jacobite gold like sometime later in her research and wanted to include it. So there we
Either
go.
way, so the gold that was left over after the uprising, the failed uprising,
Or that
was
never got to
split.
him. This is from France. It's got the fleur-de-lis on it. So it got diverted from the king, from Louis XV. And never got to Bonnie Prince Charlie for the uprising. And so they diverted it. The Camerons, Jocasta and her husband, took it to the colonies. And I guess they were keeping it in what turned out to be his crypt. And Mr. Bug found out about it and started smuggling it out of the crypt.
But then he also says that it was split 3 ways, but among Dougal, them, and him.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you already had gold.
Yeah, you
Or at
so
least that's what he says.
it's what it is, or it was supposed to be or
Or
something, but the
maybe like
Camerons
the
took it. I don't
Camerons
know.
took all of it. Like, I
I
don't
don't know. Well,
remember.
what he says specifically
I
is he
didn't care.
didn't know what Dougal did with his. And of course, maybe that's something they're gonna try to make something out of it in season 8, or maybe the guy who like basically is Graham McTavish that we saw briefly in that one Alamance Creek episode. Like he's gonna come back and have all kinds of gold. Who the fuck knows at
But who
this
the
point?
fuck cares?
No one.
Literally no one. And so,
Literally no
again, this came out of fucking nowhere. And I guess he just
But it's
wanted
a major
his.
plot point right now.
But Mr. Bug wanted his due. And so he went and stole bit by bit the gold from the crypt whenever he would randomly go to River Run.
Right. And so Jamie banishes the bugs from Fraser's Ridge because they're thieves. Before they leave, they apparently try to dig up the gold from where they've hidden it
In the dead of night.
in the dead of night, and They see at least one, what they believe to be Mr. Bug digging it up, and Mr. Bug, or the person they believe to be Mr. Bug, pulls a gun and fires at Jamie. And when that happens, young Ian shoots Mr. Bug, or this person, in the back, and it turns out to be Mrs. Bug, and he's very sad. Young Ian is, this is a major thing. He's being very, very sad about having shot Mrs. Bug, and she was a good lady, and blah blah blah.
We never saw any relationship between the two of them
And except when we had the burial of Alan or Adam or whatever the fuck his name is, Alan
Yeah, she
Christie.
said one thing and was like, I trust you guys, and helps them. That's it. We have never seen
Mrs. Bug
Mrs.
do
Bug
much of anything, yes.
like talk to young Ian in any
No.
particular way. And he's just like, essentially, she raised me. I'm like, no,
No,
the
she's
fuck
just,
she didn't. She
no,
didn't
Claire
raise
did.
you.
But no.
No, Jenny did. And
Yeah.
then Claire and Jamie helped you out the rest of the way. What are you talking about? Like, she was always kind to me. Sure,
Okay,
whatever. That's fine. But I mean, he
great.
doesn't use the words raised me, but it's implied that it was
It's
that kind of
amazing.
connection.
It's not. So, it is implied, but it's definitely not that kind of relationship. Or we would have seen some of that, but we didn't. So,
Also, Seamus is missing.
Seamus is missing, and this is a major fucking deal to us, and because they can't find him. Although, admittedly, Claire is actually asking, so we are grateful. But,
I also had this note of they're looking for the gold, and I'm like, the gold didn't melt in a big ass house fire.
no, clearly not. But we do get
Gold
to
has
melt
such a
it later.
melting
It
point.
does. But it does melt later. So once they find the gold, they dig. They take the gold. They're going to hide it for Brianna and Roger. But before they do that, they need to take some of it with them to pay for their passage to Scotland, because they've decided to take young Ian back to Jenny and Ian at Lollybrock
Reasons. Well, because Mr. Bug shows up at Mrs. Bug's funeral for obvious reasons, and he and young Ian's just like, a life for a life. If you want to take my life, that's entirely up to you.
He's like,
And
no, I'll take your life when you have something valuable, more valuable than Rolo, who's been in the background and amazing in
a
everything.
good boy. He initially is just like, I'll kill your dog, and he's like, Rolo has nothing to do with this. It's just like, yeah, I'll take your life, but I'll take a life when you have something worth my wife's life.
So
So
they
with
decide.
that hanging over them, that's why he's like, yeah, let's go back to Lallybroch, and doesn't fight it.
Right. Before they do that, they need money for passage. And so Jamie melts down some of the gold bars and makes them look like they're musket balls
Well, they
so
don't
that they
use
can
those
transfer.
for passage that he like uses. He
No,
has.
he does. He says that they are going to use some of them, and then the others they leave in the box with the letters. Spoiler.
But why would they make them musket balls? So
So
as
that
if.
people wouldn't steal them while they're
Oh, on the way.
on the
Okay,
way.
sure.
Like you, like say you run into, I don't know, Joey from Downton Abbey survived.
I understood that, like, as far as like putting it in the box is concerned, like if someone just stumbles across it, it just looks like letters and musket balls. But I didn't think about like traveling.
Yeah,
I guess that
so
makes sense.
they roll it in like some lead dust or something, gunpowder or something like that, and so they use those balls for passage to Scotland, or they're going to, and they go to Wilmington, the town, to get their passage set up. And when they get there, for reasons and completely out of the fucking blue, Claire runs into Tom Christie, who kisses her on the mouth in the middle of Wilmington. And
Wait,
then
that's not this episode,
it's
Mom.
not, oh,
No.
I really want this to be over.
No, it's not this episode.
Oh, damn it. All right, so.
Also, Lizzie's pregnant again, and
Li
they
yeah.
say goodbye before the journey. That's where they end.
Oh.
And oh, well, they end on this dumbass scene where Claire's like, "You are enough," and I'm like, "You are enough."
No. There's something right before that that is actually very important. They are leaving Fraser's Ridge. They are in the woods, and Claire stops because she hears Wade Davis. Yeah, Davis. And she's like, "Oh, Wade Davis,
And then she
you survived."
does the most unforgivable thing
She does.
she could have done. And she's like, "Well, you seem to be doing just fine out here. I'm going to leave you. Are you kidding me? turn your ass back around and get him back to Lizzie so she can take care of him.
At a minimum, or you can take him with you. I mean, come on, he's a cat. That's how he got there. Like, Jamie carried him in his saddlebag from Brownsville. This is idiotic bullshit,
It's just
Claire.
trying to rip right out fucking Seamus, and I hate it.
And he's one of the best parts of this whole thing. And so is Rollo, by the way.
Yes.
So yeah,
That's a.
that's it. Yeah,
Then she
but
has to
they
give a motivational speech about you're enough,
oh, Jamie,
Jamie.
you're enough. Jamie.
Whatever. Jesus Christ. If these people don't stop with their self-esteem issues, I'm going to be so upset.
About it. So what?
That's what I'm
Let's
saying. I'm like,
discuss.
it's fine to have these conversations of like vulnerability, but these happen every episode, and it's the same thing over and over. It's like, I don't deserve you. I don't deserve you. I don't deserve
I
you.
love you. I love you. I love
It
you.
is, you are now like over like a decade. Well, technically it's more, but like over a decade into your marriage, and you are still having these fucking conversations. I'm over it. It's one thing for you to like do that like within your own marriage, like in real life, if that's what you
It's
guys
not
need
entertaining
in. Yeah,
television.
exactly. If that's what you guys need in your relationship, fine. But when watching it is just so boring. And same with the fucking love declarations. Like, we know you love each other. We get it. We are not stupid. We watched seven fucking seasons of it.
Yeah,
Seamus.
we got it. So, what were your best parts this episode? Indeed, we shame it.
Brianna and Roger are cute because Roger's just like, you basically burned down the house with your magic.
That is really pretty
Everybody in
good.
the 18th century survived you.
That
That's funny.
was funny. I forgot to put that down. That's good.
Young Ian, I think that it's something for him to do. I mean, like, I'm glad that they're giving him something, and it has a foreboding nature for later, which at least makes you think, oh, they're actually setting up a plot instead of just stumbling into one. Lizzie for oh, Lizzie helps Claire out a lot after the fire, like giving her clothes and stuff like
Yeah,
that. It's pretty
I didn't
sweet.
write that down because I
And
don't care.
Rollo, because he's the best just boy.
Yeah, I only wrote down we Seamus, Rollo, and young Ian, and Brianna and Roger. I agree, but yeah, there's so little airtime given to any of those things that my worst parts, and I'm just going straight to it, is everything else. What were your worst parts?
Them thinking they changed history. It makes me so upset because, again, they cover it in the next episode that
They
they
do.
changed history. That's fine. I'm fine with that as a concept. I'm fine with that resolving the season four plot, whatever. I just don't understand why they think that that was suddenly. It's like, oh, I guess you could only have one house fire. It's like, that's not fucking
In
true.
the 1770s, really.
You could literally, you saw how easy that was.
Yeah.
You have matches in the house.
You have ether in the house.
Like, woman, you work with this shit. Like, I don't know what you think is happening, but it's the immediate, oh, that solves that. It's like, no, it doesn't solve it until next episode. Don't say it solved it until it's actually solved it.
And even next episode, it's idiotic. So, because they must have realized, oh shit, plot hole. Which,
Bug.
it is. What grade did you give
No,
this?
Mom, I have two more. Mr.
Oh.
Bug and getting rid of Seamus.
Oh, yeah, poor Seamus. Poor Seamus. Wee
Also,
Seamus.
Mrs. Bug for shooting at Jamie. Also, young Ian has this moment where he is mourning Mrs. Bug and being like, oh, well, she only really grazed Jamie's arm. It's like,
Like,
but she was
she's
not.
shooting at
Like, what
him.
do you mean? Like, she was
That's so
still shooting
dumb.
at what.
She was still a threat. It doesn't matter that she's an old lady. She is a threat. You took out the threat. That is what you were supposed to do, young Ian. That was the right answer in the moment. Sorry.
Either way.
Either way, so what grade did you give this?
D.
I did too. It's a D. It sucks. Let's move on. So we've got.
Season 7, episode 4, A Most Uncomfortable
I feel
Woman.
most uncomfortable, and I'm not even MSing or PMSing or whatever it is that goes on. I don't do that anymore. So
Thank
yeah,
you.
again, the plots are divided. I like the Roger and Brianna plot better, so I'd like to talk about them last, since
Okay.
there's actually something that I like there. Claire and Jamie are really, really fucking boring, and I've already given the big spoiler of, oh, Tom Christie.
He's back. He's not dead.
He's
I would
not
also
dead.
like to say that they are preparing for a 3-month journey. 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah, this is 3 months to
I
Scotland.
was assuming it was like 5 weeks.
So it depends on the time of year. So because you're dealing with the winds, the sailing from the colonies or from the US to Europe takes longer. And it seems like you get better winds in the fall, I think.
I'm sorry, but they waited like months. They said, we'll leave in a couple of months. So you chose the slower time.
Yeah, it's just
That's
dumb.
just dumb.
It's dumb.
Either way,
But whatever. Yeah,
so
3 months it's gonna take, and like every other time they go back and forth to Europe, it takes like 5 seconds.
honestly, I'd rather not have a repeat of season three where we got to see the journey, and I really don't want to do that again because we get like the same exact plot. Anyway, William, we get a plot with William. Wee Willie.
We really, and it intersects with other plots.
It
It's so
does indeed, and
interesting.
I don't mind this.
Oh, well, no, hang on. Do we want to like finish the Jamie Claire
Oh,
thing?
store,
Yeah,
whatever.
so Jamie and Claire
They're in Wilmington.
are in Wilmington. Christy sees Claire and kisses her.
Well,
He was the one who posted the obituary,
see, that resolves
because
the plot.
right, because he had heard about the fire while he was somewhere.
Still not January.
Still not January. He had heard about it.
Or maybe it is. I don't know. It's been months, apparently. I don't
But
fucking know.
he was, he believed them both to be dead and wanted to have something to honor them. He had been reprieved because he could actually write. And so he began writing letters for the governor. And so he was pardoned for the murder of his daughter because
That
he
doesn't
can
make
write.
any sense.
Zero sense.
Like,
This
Claire wasn't being.
season has so much of this kind of bullshit in it. It's just ridiculous.
And what was the
Ridiculous.
reason for having Tom Christie back in this plot? You could have easily have had Fergus do it.
This is so.
Fergus is literally a printer who would mourn them.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
but this whole thing has to be like ridiculous Last Jedi bullshit. So that's what we get in season 7 of Outlander. Yeah, so they have this discussion. Tom Christie says, "I can't be at peace as long as you're alive. I was okay when I thought you were dead." This makes zero fucking sense.
also,
That.
Jamie runs into some guy, Harlot? Harnett?
One of those Sons of Liberty
Harlot.
guys, one of the Sons of
Yeah.
Liberty guys who basically says, "You need to join us and go to Fort Ticonderoga." And Jamie's like, "I should probably do
And I
that."
was like, all right. Even though you literally had a plan, like, this could have
Nah.
happened. You didn't even
No
have to
plans.
have them, like, thinking about, oh, we're going to go sail away. You could have easily
Come
have just
sail
had
away.
them,
Come
mom,
sail
not right
away.
now, but you could have easily have just had them do a random trip to Wilmington and them get impressed into this. Like, it
So
wasn't
stupid.
necessary.
No.
Like, then they're just like, oh, well, Claire's gonna go with him, obviously. And then Youngie's like, I'm going too. And he's just like, no, you need to go back. And then he's just like, no, the fuck, I'm not. And then they are like, okay.
Well, all right, so
Like, literally nothing matters.
young Ian does have a plausible reason. What he says is, look, we don't know how the Native Americans really come down in this revolution. We know how it ends. I can try to recruit some of the people. Like, if you're going to Fort Ticonderoga, I will go by a different route and I will spend that time trying to recruit Native Americans to the cause because I believe in this country and I want it to turn out well, which that is consistent with Young Ian's character, not insane. This other shit with like the Jamie Claire going back and forth bullshit, like that seems, I don't know. I don't know. It seems inconsistent with them, except that like they would have no drama on the show, I guess, if they were like consistent people. So I
Whatever.
guess whatever. So they decide, yeah, that's a new plan. And so young Ian takes off with Rolo, which that's actually very sweet.
And we'll talk about that right
In a
now.
minute,
So,
yes.
William, we get a plot with
Wee
William. And I do think that it's important to see William because he
bitty. And
becomes a
to see him as
major.
a person too. Like
Yeah.
we get to see his actual
And
character,
morals.
independent of Lord
Lord
John
John
Grey
Grey
and independent
of
of
Jamie.
Jamie.
And
So.
so I think it's important that he becomes his own character. And clearly he
Yes.
has like his own ideas about the war and the army and stuff, as we saw in the last episode, or not last episode before. And so he is hanging out with his soldier pals or whatever. They're getting drunk. And then this one soldier, like, throws out one of the whores from the whorehouse and starts taunting her and getting upset.
Because he thinks he got an STD from her.
Yeah. And then he literally lights her on fire.
Yeah, and again, the
And
whole time, like, Willie's saying, don't do it, don't do it. And but he doesn't physically intervene until she's actually engulfed in flames.
he does get the flames off, or not,
No,
not
he
like
gets them out. He
yeah,
gets
he
his
snuffs
jacket
out the
off.
flames. And she's still dead.
Yeah.
So, like,
Like,
great job, Willie. But you couldn't have, like, stepped in, like, 1 minute sooner. Like,
yeah,
are you
really?
kidding?
Damn.
And so his superiors hear about this. The superior calls him in and is just like, thank you for at least standing up for her.
Yeah, like you had
You
some
at least did
character as
something.
opposed to these other losers, which, you know, there was a whole crowd of them and
There were
none of them knew
so
anything
many.
horrible. Anyway, so.
And he, so they're just like, we can trust you then. You
Yeah.
have a strong moral fiber. And
I want you to
so
deliver some spy notes to people.
remember these names. I will not repeat them and I will not write them down. I'm like, I'd be so fucked.
Well, of
I'd
course,
be
if you didn't write
so
them down,
fucked.
I don't remember them at all right now.
I don't remember them at all. And so
Yeah.
he that shows how fucked we are on like a couple weeks ride like elsewhere. I guess it's still in like South North Carolina,
Yeah, and it looks so
Southern North
he's
Carolina,
supposed to
sorry.
meet up with these people or find them in this swampy area that is northern North Carolina and southern Virginia. So it's like this
Oh,
north,
opposite
the
way
western,
from what I
it's the
was thinking.
western area of North Carolina and Virginia. And it's like something swamp town or something. Swamp town.
It's a
I'm not making
swamp
it
town.
up. It ends up there in
Crazy.
like
Oh,
Marsh Town or something.
we
It's not like
also
that.
we also completely missed off out on the fact that Jamie finds out about the kiss and they have sex about it. He's like, well, did you like the kiss? And she's like, no. And he's like, I guess I'm gonna have to go kill him. And I'm just like, good, just do it. I
And
don't
then he starts
fucking
talking about, oh,
care.
you were always jealous of Larry. That's pretty hot. This is like, this conversation makes zero sense because he's like, I'm not jealous, but I think jealousy's hot. So I
Yeah,
might
this
be
whole
jealous.
thing.
I'm kind of jealous. I might have to kill him.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, it could have been cute,
stupid.
but it was not because
It
it made this
wasn't.
same kind of scene over and over again.
It's sad.
Either way, so they William is riding to Swamp Town and he is thrown off his horse and he's basically stabbed in the arm with a branch. And so he's struggling.
Yeah, it like goes through his arm. He's able to pull the branch out, but like he's got a horrible wound and he tries to put a tourniquet on it, but that's as far as that gets.
But he starts literally walking like directly in the
Aimlessly.
swamp aimlessly. I'm like, this must be the fever because oh my God, what are you doing? It's not even
Great
that he
question.
was crossing a stream. He was literally walking
In
down
through
the
the swamp.
center of a stream in the
In the
fucking
swamp area.
swamp,
Yeah.
in swampland.
And he's talking about, I hate swamp.
Stupid bloody swamp. Either
Stupid bloody
way,
swamp.
he is struggling. The struggle is real. And he runs across young Ian and is just like, do you speak English? And he's like, some would say no.
Young Ian in this exchange is
I
just
love young Ian.
fantastic. And Rollo's sitting there being such a good
And
boy.
he's being more
Introduced. He's
supportive.
being
And
introduced
he's like,
like he
oh,
is.
I know you. You are the son of Lord
John
John
Gray.
Grey.
He's like, really? You know them? And he's like, yeah, my uncle is James Fraser. He's like, oh, I met him once.
And
He's
he was like, well, you
like,
technically met me once. Do you remember that? And
no.
he's
He's
like,
like,
no.
no.
Either way, he's tending to his wound. And it's like, this actually needs to be seen by a physician.
Yeah, because he realizes that they're really in trouble. And he's like, look, we're gonna have to get you to someplace. And so as they're running along, they come across a farmhouse that has the hunters. These are the people who live there.
I don't know
Miss
the guy's
Hunter,
name.
Mr. Hunter. They're
Well, the other
brother
girl's
and
name is
sister.
Rachel, but I don't know. I forgot
Right,
his
they're brother
name.
and sister. They both seem to ha have they're seem they both seem to be very well educated. He has some medical training, and she seems to be at least somewhat knowledgeable in that area too.
She's competent.
Right, so they're about to saw off Wee Willie's arm, and Wee Willie is very Jamie, not having it.
But luckily, he can stay hot and full of arms.
Because as they go to saw it off, like this giant clump of
Pus.
pus, comes out of his arm. They're like, oh,
You
we can fix
literally
it.
could see the boil. Like, you knew that's what was happening in there. He could have easily have just
Just
done
lance
that.
it. Yeah, lance the
That's what I
boil.
was wondering, why he didn't, like, Young Ian didn't do that. Because literally, Young Ian was, he washed and cleaned it and he got the splinters out, but he didn't unleash the pus
Unleash the pus.
in Swampland. I don't understand.
Maybe he was worried about more infection. I don't know.
Maybe,
But
but
anyway, so
whatever.
in
Done by
the end,
medical
and I
professional,
think
fear them.
in that moment, like when they're going to do the treatment, Young Ian's like, well, y'all know medical stuff better than I do.
That's
But
true.
fortunately, the pus comes out and they're like, hey, we can save you. So he goes, Willie has a little more fever. But Young Ian's like, I've got someplace I gotta be. Like, I need to go
But him and
see Nate.
Rachel hit it off
Oh,
because they're
big
both.
time. And Rollo's like,
Rolo
yes,
likes her too,
I do.
and
He does.
I like her too.
By
She,
the way, Rollo liked Wee Willie. Slept up next to him going,
slept
Wee Willie.
with anything
No,
can happen in Swampland.
that's true. But then
The threats
Rollo,
of fever,
but
anything
Rollo's not into that shit. He was just trying to make him feel better. Rollo just curled. Like body warmth.
drunk. We're just trying to find ways to make this better. And I think we found it. Swamp, anything can happen in Swampland. Either way, Rachel and Young Ian hit it off. They're both pretty, so great. As they often are in Outlander. But they're also Quakers, so because
Oh
they
yeah,
say thee
because
and
they're like,
thine and thou and
that's Rachel
all.
and her brother. They are Quakers. They've been put out of meeting, and so they're going to be going north to help the army, the rebel army. They are not, because that's why they got put out of the Quaker meeting people, and so
Because
they're
they're loyalists.
it's because
Because the others
they're
are.
not
Because the Quakers are.
the Quakers are. So
But
they leave.
which is very funny because William is like, all right, you can, I'll ride with you guys, even though like you're on opposite sides.
Yeah, I think he just thinks she's hot too, which, it's
It's true. Like
fair.
he's trying to flirt with her, and she's just like, I liked the other guy better.
Because
But
he has a wolf. No.
He has Rollo.
Rollo's
But I
hot.
mean, to be fair, like William is a handsome man, and
He
I hope you
is.
find somebody who is not a
This will
Quaker
be
and
addressed
taken.
in later episodes, we think.
Kind of.
Sort
And
of.
it's really messed up if you think about
Very,
it
very,
too
very.
much.
But that's the second half of season seven. There is like all kind of crazy shit in the second half of season seven. We are not there. We are still in the swampland hell of season seven, part one.
Swamp plan.
Swampland hell.
Anything can
So
happen in
Bane,
Swamp Land.
right. So that is what has happened with
In
them. We
Swamp
have,
Land.
right. So we have saved Brianna and Roger, and I find this interesting because it's 2 years later in Lollybrock. So they've bought Lollybrock, the castle. Did we mention that that was
It
something
was
they did?
it was for sale last episode. We just forgot.
Yes. So they had gone by because this was someplace that Brianna wanted to show Roger before they left Scotland to go back to Boston or whatever they were going to do. And they see that it's for sale and they're like, ooh, let's buy it because, that's what you do.
Okay, so that implies that
But
they.
they also knew about the gold.
Well, they're
They
just
had
talking
like,
about timeline. It's so bizarre to me because they also about the gold. We didn't mention this last episode, but they said the it was a weird note that was kind of a riddle. It's like
Jamie
Demi knows where it is. It's
is
just
with
like.
the pirate, and it's basically like what Jamie did is put the bars of gold
In a
in a
cave.
chest in a cave that has a Spanish pirate guy, his bones in it, like a conquistador's bones in it. And he and Jamie had found the cave long, long ago. Okay.
Because the like 5-year-old's gonna remember that.
Yeah,
Either
sure.
way, I think it, what the timeline to me is, we did not see Mandy last episode.
No.
She was off screen, so I'm assuming she was like, I don't know, a baby still,
Yeah,
and
she's young. I mean, I think we saw
or
her
like a
face through the
toddler.
window or something,
Or
but
something. It's just bizarre because I just don't know what the timeline is. Like
well, they
it's
say it's been 2 years
confusing.
and they've been
No, I
working on
know.
redoing it.
No, I
Like,
know that. I'm talking about before that. Last episode, I couldn't tell how long it had been.
we don't know.
Because they were staying with Fiona, and it's just like, okay, well, how long did you stay with Fiona?
We don't know.
But anyway, yeah, no, it's been 2 years. The children are now like seven
Seven,
and
yeah. And Jenny's in
whatever,
school.
five.
There are a whole bunch of like weird things happening around Lollybrock. They're running out of money to repair it, and there are things that are going missing. And Jemmy keeps attributing it to pixies, not fairies, and to other mystical Scottish things.
My question is, if neither of them are working, how are they paying for any of it?
Well, I guess they must have had some savings. They also found at the end
They
of
have
the last
one
episode,
musket ball.
one of the gold musket balls.
So
We know how many were in there. We don't know. We can't tell you. It makes no fucking sense, but they're running out of money. And so
well, at
Brienne's
least
got,
that's realistic.
well, and Roger, I think, is teaching.
I
We
guess, but then
but we
they.
don't see
But
it
then he
immediately.
doesn't. He complains later that he's not the breadwinner anymore. It's like
Well,
maybe
right,
it's
but
just
she
amount of money he's
it's
making,
amount of money.
whatever.
But so Brianna decides that she is going to apply for a job as an engineer at the local dam.
Plant inspector.
As plant expect sorry, plant inspector at the local dam.
The guy who's interviewing her thinks it's for the secretary position because she's a woman, and
Yeah, and
I
so
think
we're
it's
telling her to
because.
get like tea and put milk in it and shit like that.
Well, what she says is, what part of being a plant inspector requires a penis? And I'm just like, so accurate. What the
He's
fuck are
like,
you talking
well,
about?
the men are kind of rough. And she's like, oh, you hire rough men? That's what you do. And he's like, no, and I mean, she just counters every one of his arguments. It's really well
I
done. I
love it. And
love the
then she
diversity.
points out all the things that she's already noticed that need to be repaired if they were to be inspected for
Yeah, I'm
real.
guessing one of your turbines isn't working, and that might be because of the storm, but it might also be because you haven't been repairing it the way you're supposed to. And we want it to be up to spec, basically. So in order for you not to be fined, you kind of need to do these things. Now, I'm not going to be able to do that unless you actually let me go in and take a look at it. I'm not going to be able to tell you exactly what needs to be done. He's shocked, and so she gets hired, of course, because she's brilliant
Competent and
and
amazing.
competent. And Roger's response is like,
Well
"What?"
done,
He
you.
does say, "Well done, you," which is
That's
great.
become a meme in our household.
Yes, well done me. Well done you.
Well done, me. But he doesn't seem that excited because he's like, well, I'm not the breadwinner anymore. And she's just like, why does it matter?
Yeah.
After everything that we've been through, it really doesn't matter as long as
Right.
we're getting money in.
Right. And she is correct about that. But there is this kind of weird mystery that, like, all of the cookies and crackers, or as they put it, biscuits and crisps, have gone missing. And Jemmy says that there's some mystical being taking them. We also find out that the castle, which we never really knew about, has a priest hole, and Jemmy keeps locking his sister in it, which is like such a family thing.
What's funny about that is Roger came in and was like, it's too quiet. Where's your sister? And she's like,
That
that's funny.
was very funny. I mean,
They
that is one of the
have like a
things
normal
that,
family.
yeah, they are a normal family. I love Brianna's speech with this. Was there anything else in that
Oh,
time?
Jemmy keeps claiming that their stuff is being taken, but the reasoning why is that he thinks it's this demon horse guy who is threatening Mandy, so he asked for food in exchange for Mandy staying safe. So
Yeah.
he what Jemmy was doing
Was being
was in
protective.
his mind being pr like protecting his sister, which is nice, but it's they're all just kind of like, well, but what? That makes no
Sorry,
sense.
no.
I mean, and then they also have the conversation of like, well, he has traveled in time. He has seen a lot of weird shit, so I don't know.
Well, and
Maybe.
yeah, and so some of it, like, they go back and forth in some of these conversations about how to raise the children, because both of them have this, like, I want them to keep some of their childhood. I don't want to get into like all the details of everything. Roger's writing a book about time travel through the stones because he wants them to know the stuff, but he thinks they're too young to know it now. And he wants them to keep like some sort of imaginative element rather than like, no, it can't be that. But it's like they know there's magic in the world because clearly they've lived it. So, whatever. And Jimmy's been more sensitive to it in the past. He's been, sensitive to things that they, even they, are not. So, it is an interesting question, like how do you address these issues with them? And I like the fact that that is brought up in these conversations. I would like to see more of this, but we don't. But that's pretty much everything for this episode, if I remember right. Alrighty, so what were your best puns?
William, I like to stand finally, eventually, stands up for the girl. Brianna, she boss ass bitch. Rolo, he's the bestest boy. Young Ian, for being funny. I really like Young Ian in this episode. He just, I don't know, he's just like a kick in the pants for
Willie,
William, because it's just like, stop being all high and mighty, you just get shit done, regardless of who it's with. Just get it done. And learn to be more accepting, man. Lord John Gregg mentioned.
What is that
They redid the continuity with the obituary. It's still not January, but at least they did something. So yeah, that's what I've
All
got.
right, my best part's Rolo, definitely. Young Ian, I think, is great in this episode. I like the hunters. I like I like them as an addition, as characters. They will obviously come up again. But I like how they behave, like, hey, we're gonna, jump in and help. I really love Brianna. I like Brianna and Roger together in this episode. And I really like William. I think that having him have a real moral compass, that we're seeing right now is really good because we're going to need to try to hold on to this for later. What were your worst parts?
Red coats for just watching as this girl's being brutalized or brutalizing her. It's hard to watch. It's awful.
That's horrible.
Misogyny. Fuck that guy. Are you kidding me? Like, Brianna brings up every good point of like, and it's not in an annoying way. It's genuine questions of like, all right, so what part of this job can't I do? Literally point to it because I can do it. Tom Christie, stop smooching on people who don't want to be smooched. And within the same breath of, oh, you're alive, and oh, is your husband alive? And you mentioned her husband right after you fucking kiss a married woman. And that entire, again, it's, I mentioned this in the first podcast episode of the season about the heel turn with Tom Christie of like, oh, he's really a pathetic guy. He's really in love with Claire. And it's just like, since fucking when?
Never,
Anyway, and where
never.
is the consistency? I write. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know past me.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay. My worst part is definitely Tom Christie. Huge. I feel like all of this, the fact that he's alive, that they're gonna like throw him into some episode later and it will make no sense. And I really just hate that. I hate all this deus ex machina crap that they're doing with him, and I know that they're doing it to try to like fix whatever happened in season six, which season six sucked, but this you need to have some continuity and have it make some sense. I hated the red coats setting this woman on fire. That is god awful, and horrible. And Jamie and Claire losing the plot to me. It's like they just seem to be random all over the place and present in this episode only to have sex. So, and honestly, I'm not into gratuitous sex. I know that is probably surprising because we started this whole podcast about Bridgerton, but I'm not. Bridgerton is part
It's not always gratuitous. I mean, like sometimes it is.
of,
Like I
yeah,
feel like,
clearly Benedict and some of these women, it's definitely gratuitous.
oh, sure, but I was talking about like with main couples even, like with the focus being on them. Like I would say the only really gratuitous sex scenes that we've gotten were like season one sex montage, but that was just to show the passage of time and like how he is keeping up this ruse with her. So it's like it's not. I wouldn't say it's gratuitous. It just it does move stuff along.
No, but I think really the whole entire thing in this is just to have someone have sex in this episode, and that's
And yeah,
silliness to me.
and it's so annoying that I could see things coming from a mile away like that, where it's just like, okay, well, you're jealous, I'm jealous.
It's
It's like you
boring.
genuinely have those like deep-seated issues of jealousy in your relationship and you try to patch it with sex. Obviously, that's not a,
Way to handle things.
yeah, no, that's not a healthy coping mechanism. It is one of them, but it's just not like
A
the
good
best
one.
one. But with them, it obviously it's a game with them, but it's just like Did I need to see a full-on sex scene? It could have just been like the lead-in, and I didn't need to see it. Like I didn't, and I hate to say that. And obviously, like Outlander is where you see everything, almost everything. And so I don't know what's changed since in between season one, where I would just be like, oh, I don't care what the reasoning is, sex, yay.
But because their relationship was new, and I think that that makes a difference too, like that new feeling.
They're also just not doing anything different. Like, I think the problem is it's like just.
Showed them in the mirror. That's different.
No, I'm just saying, like, they're not like experimenting with anything. They're not
They're
like.
not doing anal, is what you're saying.
I'm not asking them to
I
do
don't want this.
anal. I'm
I don't
not
want
asking
that problem.
that. I'm
I
just saying,
definitely don't
like,
need that.
I don't know, show something different. Obviously, it may be like have the actors be comfortable with whatever you're trying, but like. I don't know, try like a different kind of way of shooting it
They
or
did. They showed him in a mirror.
well,
I'm
they
not saying it was good. I'm just saying they did try. But I
oh.
just feel like a lot of it's meaningless. What grade did you give this episode?
C minus. It was better than I thought it would be.
That's exactly what I did. Because like there were some actual other plots that are
And
interesting.
I was surprised, like, because all I had remembered from William's plot line is in part two. And so
Did you just
I
subliminally
said
said
part.
fart?
I've said part.
Oh, sure you did.
I meant to say part. Anyway, I'm back in swamp land. Either way,
There are some guesses involved, definitely.
I had not remembered this part of his plot.
I hadn't
And
either.
so I was when they started it out, I was just like, oh, I don't know if this is what I don't know how I feel about this. But then later, and when you incorporate young Ian and all that stuff, and like meeting the Quakers, who we know are going to be part of this season, or we do because we've watched it. But I mean, I liked it actually. I think I like William as a character just fine. He's not milk toasting, really. Like I was surprised by how I don't know what it is about him, but I don't feel like he's boring to me.
There's a lot of William development in this season. We are going to talk about William a fair bit in this
I
season.
think what I
So,
like about him is that there's room for growth
yes.
and not just he is set as a character.
Yes.
Because there are so many characters like I don't know Lizzie who have been introduced as a person, and obviously like she has the polygamy angle or whatever, but that's just grazed upon. It's not like a big plot line for her. It's like one episode arc, and then the rest of the time she's just pregnant. And so she just was boring start to finish. She's fine, but she's not anything
Interesting, yeah.
interesting. With him, like he was introduced with a flaw of like how he's viewing the war. And how like single-minded he is. And so like getting these new experiences and seeing it from a fresh perspective, because obviously we're on the side of the rebels and all that stuff, seeing it from his perspective is interesting. And they're not, I think they also just don't use up too much screen time with him. So I
Yeah.
think that he has a good balance of that, at least right now, from
Yeah.
what
Yeah.
we've seen
We're
so far.
definitely going to talk about him some more. But yeah, I think this episode is C minus. I don't remember anything about the next couple episodes.
I hope we work our way up.
Yeah, maybe we do. Hey, it could
We haven't had
happen.
like a B in a while.
Yeah, maybe. We'll
I don't
see.
remember the last time we gave higher
I
than
don't
like a C
either.
plus.
You've done it more than I have. So, we are actually looking forward to maybe crawling ourselves out of the bottom. So we hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.